Welcome to the Fightful Select Weekender Podcast. Today, it is Saturday, April the 20th, 2019. Yes, it is 4:20 for those of you celebrating. Congratulations. I might sound like I have been, but the reality of it is this. I was in Atlanta this past Saturday, a week from today, and I was in town for UFC 236. It was a great show, had an awesome time, got to see a lot of my friends, and the fights were absolutely incredible. For those of you who are MMA fans, Israel Adesanya versus Kelvin Gastelum was one of the best fights ever, and then Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier was not too far behind. Really great stuff, and I was happy to be there. But a couple days later, I came down with a serious case of the flu, which I am still currently getting over. So if I sound really off right now, that's the reason. I have been having bad allergies as well, so it's a mixture of allergies and the flu. And I wanted to still get this up for you guys today because I know that those of you who like listening week after week, you like hearing this stuff, and I'm really happy to be a part of it, and I'm really happy to be able to bring this to you guys each and every week, whether I'm feeling good or not. So maybe a little bit different of an episode this week. I'm going to go through the list of topics, and then we'll just jump right into it. So this week, we're going to be talking like we will, every week from now on. We're talking Beyond Wrestling, Uncharted Territory. They had a new episode that aired this past Wednesday. We'll be giving you the results for that. I'll be giving you the results for Impact Wrestling, their TV show that aired yesterday. We're going to be talking Ring of Honor TV results for their show from yesterday, as well as their Masters of the Craft results. That was a live show that happened just a couple days back. We're also going to be talking some AEW news. I have not had a chance, due to my sickness, I haven't had a chance yet to catch up on everything because I've been sleeping so much, so I'm a little behind on Being the Elite, although I did see the opening segment for good reason, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that opening segment and a surprise that I have for you guys here for the Weekender. So we'll get to that a little bit later. I want you guys to stay tuned, hang on for that announcement, because I think you're going to really, really like it. I'm really excited to be able to talk about this a little bit. So those are the topics for this week, and I am heavily medicated, by the way, if I'm like going in and out of thought. This is like, I've never recorded a podcast, to peel back the curtain a little bit, I've never recorded a podcast feeling this out of it, so please bear with me. Before we get started on the topics, like always, I always want to give you guys some stuff to watch on independentwrestling.tv. And this week, the show that I've chosen for you is Scenic City Invitational. The SCI is the name of the company, Scenic City Invitational. And the show is the Scenic City Futures Showcase Tournament. This happened on August the 4th, 2018, so a little while back now. But the reason that I chose this show is because most of the names involved in this show have really blown up since. And they're doing great things on the scene of independent wrestling. Some guys that I'm really proud of being a part of the show as well and watching their growth over the last few years. So if you want to check the show out, it is available once again on IWTV. And this is the match lineup to expect. We have David Ali versus Isaiah Frazier. We have the first round of the showcase tournament. And just so you know, the way the showcase tournament works is it's three separate triple threat matches. And the winners of each match go on to a triple threat in the finals to crown the future showcase winner. So the first round, we have Jaden Newman versus O'Shea Edwards versus Mr. Brickster. Mr. Brickster is also the librarian from Being the Elite. We're going to be talking about him a little bit later. The future showcase round two, we have Austin Jordan versus Kevin Koo versus Sean Legacy. Round three, we have Allen Angels versus Josie Quinn versus Marco Stunt. A lot of you have probably heard of Marco Stunt by now. He's done a lot of big things in wrestling since this showcase. We have the team of ATM, which is Will Alday and Brock Baker, taking on IFHY, which is the team of Jonathan Wolfe and Sean Kemp. And then the main event is the showdown finals, which is going to have the three winners of three of the previous showcase matches that I just mentioned. So once again, that's SCI, Scenic City Futures Showcase Tournament. You can find it on independentwrestling.tv, and I highly recommend checking it out. Let's move on to Beyond Wrestling. They had their new show. This aired this past Wednesday. The series is called Uncharted Territory, and this is what happened. We had Wheeler Yuta defeating Chuck Taylor. A Discovery Gauntlet, the Rapscallion Mick Moretti defeating Alex Tavares. We had Chris Dickinson defeating MJF by disqualification when Richard Holiday interfered. Chris Statlander defeated Devine. Oh, wait. Jeez. I'm out of it. Devine. I'm reading notes. Devine attacked Statlander after the match. Solo Darling made the save, and Anthony Green broke things up. Next, we had Rory Gulak defeating Ophidian. Chuck O'Neill attacked Gulak after the match. And the IWTV Championship was on the line. Orange Cassidy retains the title over Kylie Rae, Smiley Kylie. So that is what happened this past week. Episode 3 of Uncharted Territory, the Beyond Wrestling series on independentwrestling.tv. All right, moving on. We have Impact Wrestling TV results. This show aired last night. The results are as follows. Scarlett and Fala Ba defeated the Desi Hit Squad when Scarlett pins Raj with a double sit-down splash. Up next, Dez defeats Moose by pinfall. He used a variation of the ghetto clutch with a distraction by Wentz, for the pin. Big win for Dez. They've really pushed Moose pretty big in the past, the recent as well. But it's a big win for Dez there. I'm not too high on Moose just for what it's worth. I think he's all right. But, he's gotten a pretty big push throughout the years on most of the major platforms that he's been a part of, Ring of Honor, Impact. So it's interesting to see what he'll do going forward. Up next, we had Madman Fulton, formerly Sawyer Fulton from NXT, defeats Tommy Dreamer with a pinfall after a spinning flatliner. After the match, the Chris brothers attack Tommy Dreamer. He's saved by Rich Swann. Sammy's choking out Rich with a baseball bat, hits a pile driver. Sammy wedges Tommy's arm in a chair, hits him with the bat, and lays out Rich before he leaves. So more kind of gang warfare stuff going on between OVE, Tommy Dreamer, and Rich Swann. Up next, we had Madison Rayne defeating Ty Valkyrie with a roll-up via pinfall. And in the main event of the show, the Lucha Brothers retain their Impact Wrestling Tag Team Championships. They defeat Eli Drake and Eddie Edwards. They pin Eli with the Fear Factor. After the match, LAX and the Lucha Brothers keep brawling to the back. Eddie and Eli hug, and then Eli attacks Eddie. So if you've been following the show a few weeks back, we read the results to the spoilers, and these are the spoilers catching up to those results. So we should have some more spoilers coming up pretty soon. And that's it for this week's Impact Wrestling. Not bad stuff. We didn't get a bunch of Johnny Impact and Brian Cage stuff, so I'm definitely happy about that. I mentioned in the last week's episode, or maybe it was a prior week, but the addition of Lance Storm as the special guest referee for the Brian Cage versus Johnny Impact match, I just think it convolutes it even more. I love Lance Storm, don't get me wrong. He's one of the most underrated in-ring performers, just overall performers, that the WWE really ever had, in my opinion. And, he's a gem in ECW, did some big things in WCW. But I just don't need more layers to this Johnny Impact versus Brian Cage thing. And luckily, we didn't really get much of that this week. So why am I still talking about it? Let's just move on. Let's talk some Ring of Honor TV results. This show aired last night. You can find it right now on the Ring of Honor YouTube channel. Or not the YouTube channel, their website. You can just jump on ROHWrestling.com. The first match, Shane Taylor defeats the Luchasaurus. He hits a greeting from 116, which is his finisher, to get the win. Silas Young is shown backstage. Young starts his match with Jonathan Gresham last week. Gresham confronts Young and talks about Young not being able to defeat him one-on-one, and Young and Gresham are separated by security. Tennille Dashwood comes to commentary, talks about finally being cleared for action. Katie Forbes and Maserati They come out, and Sumi Sakai and Mayu make their entrance. Interesting here that Dashwood is, you know, of course, featured on the show, although I know this was already pre-taped, but from what I understand, Tennille Dashwood is no longer a part of Ring of Honor as of a couple weeks ago. So we'll see how she's written off into the, you know, off the storylines in Ring of Honor, if they do anything at all about it, or they just kind of just let her go, and that's the end of it. We just don't hear anything about it. The next match comes up. I talked about the women coming down to the ring. Sakai and Mayu get the win over Katie Forbes and Maserati. PJ Black is, what's up next? Oh, they're hyping up PJ Black's match with Bandido. That's going to be happening next week, and that should be a really good match. I'm actually really looking forward to that one. Out comes Jeff Cobb and Willie Mack. Nick Aldis is on the commentary team. So we got Jeff Cobb and Willie Mack as a tag team taking on the Briscoe brothers. The Briscoes get the win over Mack and Jeff Cobb when Mark hits the froggy bow on Willie Mack and gets the win. So, you know, decent stuff from Ring of Honor this week. I'm a fan of Shane Taylor, so good to see him, you know, still doing good things. And I like that they're progressing Silas Young versus Jonathan Gresham, because I like that feud. I think Jonathan Gresham's fantastic, and I'm really high on Silas Young as well. The main event especially, I'm a fan of all four of these guys. Big fan of Jeff Cobb, Willie Mack, and both the Briscoe brothers. So nothing wrong I can really say here. I mean, decent stuff for Ring of Honor, another solid TV show outing for them. All they can do is just hope to continue to gain momentum while all this other crazy stuff in the world of independent wrestling, you know, spirals around them. To see how they react and keep on moving forward. And speaking of moving forward, we have some results from the Ring of Honor Masters of the Craft show, and these results are brought to you from Fightful.com, so you can jump right on the website and follow along with these results if you want to check them out in writing form. But what we have is Jeff Cobb defeating Rhett Titus, Jenny Rose defeats Holly Dead, the Briscoes, Shane Taylor, and Silas Young defeat Brian Melanis, Beer City Bruiser, and Coast to Coast. Roosh defeats Sombrano Jr. Bandido defeats Flip Gordon, Caristico, and PJ Black in a four-corner survival match. There is a 30-minute Iron Man tag team match where Jonathan Gresham and Jay Lethal defeat Hot Sauce Tracy Williams and Mark Haskins. I am very interested to watch this match myself. I have not seen these. I'm just reading the results off of Fightful. I have not seen this show, but I really would like to see that tag team match. I'm very interested in that. I'm a very big fan of all four of those guys, especially Hot Sauce Tracy Williams and Jonathan Gresham. Those two guys are fantastic. And so is Mark Haskins, and so is, you know, Jay Lethal, of course. But really, really, really high on Tracy Williams and Jonathan Gresham at the moment. Up next, we had an NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match. Colt Cabana defeats Nick Aldis by disqualification. So, no new champion, but Colt Cabana does defeat Nick Aldis, who is the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. ROH six-man tag team championships are on the line in the main event. We had the Villain Enterprises defeating the Team of the Kingdom. So we had PCO, Brody King, and Marty Scurll going over Matt Taven, TK O'Ryan, and Vinny Margalea, or however you say it. I've always butchered the heck out of that dude's name. A Marcellia, I think is how you say it, but I'm very, very bad at that dude's name. It's just, anyways, especially today with, like I've mentioned before, out of it. So that's that for Ring of Honor this week, and that's what I'll say about NWA this week as well. You know, obviously the big news of the week for NWA, they're continuing to move on with the Crockett Cup, and it's also worth mentioning that PCO pins Matt Taven in the main event of this show. Definitely want to highlight that because, you know, PCO very, very well could be getting the next championship shot at Matt Taven. And, you know, I'm all for it. I think, you know, PCO is kind of limited in what he can do or what he should do, I should say. He really is obviously down to do whatever he wants. And I'm a fan of watching him go out there. Watching him crash and burn sometimes is a lot of fun, but, you know, it's even more fun when he actually hits the moves. I'm very, very happy to see where he's at, though, and where he's come from, you know, being, you know, a fan of the WWF back in the 90s, and, well, for myself, I'm speaking of course, you know, watching PCO as a part of the Quebecers, and, you know, watching his resurgence on the independent scene, that was really, in my opinion, kicked off with his match, him and Ethan Page at Black Label Pro a couple years ago. I don't know if that gets enough credit, but that's the, at least to my knowledge, that's the first time I remember seeing PCO like really starting to blow up again. And then he had another really big match a couple months later where he took on Walter at Joey Janela's Spring Break. And that's where I think his real big coming out party was. But I got to give credit to Mikey Blanton and the people over there at Black Label Pro for really recognizing that PCO still had a lot to offer the wrestling business, and he could offer something totally different than what he had, you know, in the past. And it's really cool to see the leaps and bounds and where PCO has gotten. That said, I don't know if he's the best representation of Ring of Honor as a World Heavyweight Champion going forward, but I am interested to see him wrestle Matt Taven. And Matt Taven's somebody I'm not that into. So, and that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, you know, in Ring of Honor, I'm not that into the Johnny Impact stuff. And in Impact, I'm not into the Johnny Impact stuff. In Ring of Honor, I'm not into the Matt Taven stuff, so... Unfortunately, the upper card, the main event scene, is my least favorite part of these shows, and I just think that's so backwards, you know. But I could be in the minority. There could be a ton of Matt Taven fans out there that are listening to this right now thinking I'm crazy. Same with Johnny Impact. But this is just my own personal preference, and this is The Weekender, so I can say whatever the heck I want. If you guys remember The Wedding Singer, I've got a microphone and you don't. So, just kidding. Just playing around. I do care about your guys' opinions. If you do have opinions or you have any comments or anything, feel free to drop them on FightfulSelect.com and feel free to drop them on my Twitter at FightTalk_. Happy to partake in some conversation. All right, next up, this is some really big news, and this is something I'm really excited to talk about. So I just, before I started recording, I was able to watch the Nightmare Family Road to Double or Nothing that Cody keeps putting up on his YouTube channel. And Cody's opponent for Double or Nothing is revealed. And he will be wrestling his brother, Dustin Rhodes, at Double or Nothing. And I think that that's fantastic. I'm a very, very big fan of both of these guys. For those of you who have followed my personal podcast, and I may have even mentioned it here, I've been following Cody since he was in high school wrestling, which it sounds very odd, but we went to the same high school and we were both on the wrestling team. I'm 2 years younger than him. So watching Cody, you know, win two state championships in high school, I was right there, you know, on the bench watching, you know what I mean? Watching him do that, then seeing everything he did in OVW and then WWE, and then for him to quit the company, and I believe he actually quit on my birthday. I think it was May 22nd, the day that he quit. If not, it was very close by, because I remember it being close. I remember him quitting and being like, man, I really hope he can rebound out on the indie scene, because he's such, you know, he was such a WWE product. Like, obviously, he's Dusty Rhodes' son, and he has the type of wrestling knowledge that, you know, you can only get by being around Dusty Rhodes like that, but as far as a professional wrestler was concerned, his only training really was OVW. Aside from like the little bit of training he got in Georgia from like Glacier and our old wrestling coach Steve Day and some of the other local guys around there. But his real training came from OVW. And then he was put onto WWE TV almost immediately. Like, he won the Triple Crown in OVW, had that tag team with Sean Spears, who was later known as Ty Dillinger. And, you know, just a real trip down memory lane thinking about all this stuff, because I followed it every step of the way. I'm such a big fan, and I'm so proud of him, and he's honestly such a good dude. Like, so to see all the success and all this AEW stuff is just, I'm over the moon, through the roof excited for the dude. And the reason I give all that backstory is because I think that this match with Dustin is such a huge deal. Oh, a side note, my ex-girlfriend, this is a small world thing right here. And I might only be bringing this up because, you know, of the medicine I'm currently on. But my ex-girlfriend that I dated all throughout college, her family actually now lives in their old house where Dusty and Cody lived, where Cody grew up. Like, that's how small of a world it is, you know what I mean? And to see Dustin and Cody doing this is such a big deal, because for years, that was a match that the fans wanted in the WWE. they teased it so many times, and they finally had that one match at some like B-level pay-per-view where there was like some weird like roll-up, and the I think the match got botched, and you know, people wanted to see it at WrestleMania, and they teased it at multiple Royal Rumbles, and from what I understand, Vince just didn't see any money in this match. And I think it's just a fantastic thing that, you know, Cody's starting his own company, you know, obviously with help with, you know, the Bucks, Kenny Omega, and the Khan family. But seeing him start this company, similar to how his dad, you know, Dusty, had his companies and you know, the NWA and WCW and the competition they brought to Vince McMahon over the years. Seeing Cody and Dustin, you know, Dusty's kids, be able to wrestle each other and give the fans the match that they wanted for so many years that we never got, they get to do it their way on their own show. And it's for their own company, you know, and I'm so excited. I just think it's such awesome news, and I couldn't be happier. I think it's the perfect opponent. I thought that they were going to go with Cody versus MJF. That's where I thought they were headed. But obviously that's going to happen at some point, and when it does, it's going to be phenomenal. And when it does, it'll happen at the right time. Double or nothing, this is the right time for Cody versus Dustin Rhodes, and I will absolutely be watching. That all being said, I want to give you the little surprise, a little announcement that I've got for you guys, and I hope it all goes as planned, but I have no reason to believe that it won't. So I mentioned that I haven't been able to watch Being the Elite this week. I haven't had the time. I haven't been awake long enough. But the opening segment I did watch, because Mr. Brickster is blowing up as the librarian, a guy named Ricky Perrello. And if you don't know, he was actually a contestant on Flavor of Love on VH1 years ago, one of those Flavor Flav love, you know, matchmaking, you know, reality shows, whatever you call them. And I'll just call him the librarian right now. He actually lives here in Nashville, and I was actually with him, me, him, and our friend Andrew Clemens. So shout out to Andrew. He's a great wrestling photographer. The three of us got together and watched All In together at the librarian's apartment. So it's really, really cool to see this thing kind of go full circle, because he's getting all this exposure through Being the Elite, with these guys on this platform. And I'll be seeing him tomorrow. I'll be attending Southern Underground Pro's show live here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Basement East. I'm always very much looking forward to those shows. Even though I'm feeling like garbage, I will be there. I'm going to try not to get anyone sick. But I can't miss these shows. I love them too much. And I'll be seeing Brickster. I'll be or the librarian. I'll be talking to him in person. And the plan is to get you guys something for you guys to listen to next week right here on The Weekender. So my plan is to give you an interview from The Librarian next week on this show. So I hope that makes up a little bit for the fact that I am half out of it, drugged up, not in a bad way, I'm trying to recover from my illness way. My allergies are killing me, and I'm trying to get over the flu. It's all hitting me all at once. Oh, and by the way, I just drove in from Atlanta, Georgia. I needed to drive 4 hours to get home to Nashville, because I got sick while I was in Atlanta, and luckily my parents lived there, and I was able to crash at their place for a week and try to recover. But I'm back, getting back in the swing of things, and thank you guys so much for, you know, bearing with me this episode. I probably gave you way more information than you needed to hear. But I'm glad I was able to come here and give you some pro wrestling results and a little bit something to look forward to next week. So, like I said, next week the plan is to talk to the librarian, give you guys a little something to sink your teeth into. If you want to follow me on Twitter, follow along with all the stuff that I do, feel free. It's at @FightTalk_@FIGHTTALK_. Until then, I will be back next Saturday. Enjoy some professional wrestling.